Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Donald Trump is now confirming he won't attend President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. As NPR's Scott Detrow reports, Biden says Trump would not have been welcome anyway.
Earlier in the transition, Biden said he'd hoped Trump would attend to demonstrate the peaceful transition of power. Biden says Vice President Pence would be welcome to attend, but that after Trump encouraged a siege of the Capitol, he's glad the outgoing president will not be on the inaugural platform.
He's exceeded even my worst notions about him. He's been an embarrassment to the country, embarrassed us around the world. Not worthy to hold that office.
House Democrats are pushing to impeach Trump again in his final days in office. Biden says he'd fully support the move if there were more time left in Trump's term. But with less than 2 weeks to go, Biden says he'll leave that decision up to Congress and focus on his own term, which begins January 20th. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
A man was photographed with his feet on a desk in one of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's offices during Wednesday's riot at the U.S. Capitol has been arrested at his home state of Arkansas. As was on a SciTech with member station KUAF reports, he turned himself in this morning.
According to Connor Hagan, the public affairs officer for Little Rock FBI, Richard Barnett of Gravette turned himself into FBI agents at the Benton County Sheriff's Office. Barnett, who was also photographed holding an envelope he said he took from Pelosi's office, is facing several charges. Hagan says the townspeople of Gravette have received numerous threats since Barnett was identified.
It's unacceptable, and the FBI takes a very dim view of any threats made against citizens in Northwest Arkansas.
Hagan encouraged the public to look at photos and videos released by the FBI to help identify others involved in the riots. For NPR News, I'm Zuzanna Sitek in Gravette, Arkansas.
After briefly restoring it, microblogging site Twitter now says it is permanently silencing President Trump's account due to, quote, the risk of further incitement of violence by the president. Five people died, including a woman who was part of the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol Wednesday and a police officer who clashed with that group. Head of the World Health Organization is calling on wealthier countries to stop trying to move to the front of the line in terms of the coronavirus vaccine. WHO Director Tedros Ghebreyesus, meanwhile, saying there's a clear problem in terms of low- and middle-income countries trying to access the vaccine.
This potentially bumps up the price for everyone and means high-risk people in the poorest and most marginalized countries don't get the vaccine.
The calls come even as some of those wealthier countries, including the U.S. and U.K., are recording record levels of COVID-19 deaths. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 56 points. You're listening to NPR. Scientists in Texas are reporting the COVID-19 vaccine made by Pfizer and BioNTech does seem to work against the new viral variants that have been circulating in the U.K. and South Africa. More from NPR's Joe Palca.
The new variants have raised concerns because they appear to be more infectious than the one that originated in China, and it was uncertain whether the currently available vaccines would protect people from them. Using a synthetic version of the new variants, Pei-Yong Shi and his colleagues at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston tested whether serum from vaccinated patients could block the virus's ability to enter cells. At least in the lab, the answer seems to be yes.
It doesn't compromise the vaccine neutralizing ability.
Not definitive proof it will work in real life, but good news. Joe Palca, NPR News.
The U.S. government's main auto safety agency now says that it's rejected a request to investigate cases of unintended acceleration involving some Tesla models. Denial coming after regulators determined the problem appears to be drivers pushing the wrong pedal. Brian Sparks of California had petitioned the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to seek an investigation. At the time, the government had 127 owner complaints, including 10 cases involving crashes and 52 injuries. However, the government says in every case where data was available, it found the problem was caused by pedal misapplication. Sparks has said he accepts the results of the government's probe. Crude oil futures prices closed higher to end the week. Oil up $1.41 a barrel to $52.24 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.